conference will now be recorded.
Thank you. We would like to call to order our meeting today of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is November 30th, 2023, and it is 2 p.m. We will begin by calling roll to confirm that we have a quorum. We ask that council members please answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio. Sila Miller.
I believe he's still out of the country.
Okay. Sila Miller. Meyer.
I'm here.
Olvixney. Austin Klein.
Here.
Andy Aranzetta. Arlene Labelcrow.
Here.
We do need one more member to have a quorum. Mr. Sellers, are you aware of any other members who had issues today besides Mr. Delvecchio?
Just Stan. He emailed me and said he was sick and would not be able to attend today. So we're Paul and Siler are both supposed to be on the call.
You try reaching out to them, please, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, let's wait one more minute to give them an opportunity to join the call. And in the event that we don't have a quorum, would you like to explain what the circumstances
are? Olvixney will be on the call in just a moment.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving.
We did, and likewise.
Yep, did you try Ms. Miller as well?
I don't have her phone number. It's not on her contact sheet.
Thank
I see we have a new caller. Mr. Vixney, is that you?
Yes.
Thanks. Marlita, you're still muted.
Thank you. Mr. Vixney, thank you for joining us. That does give us a quorum for the meeting. Again, this is a meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is November 30th of 2023. It is now 2:07. We will begin by calling, we'll call the roll. We'd now like to approve the agenda as posted. We'll need a motion in a second.
This is Beth Meyer. I make a motion to accept the agenda as accepted.
This is Allison. I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Meyer. Ms. Klein, all those in favor of the agenda as posted, please vote by saying aye.
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 Thank you. You're going to all have to speak up today. Darlene, we'll want to unmute your line, please, ma'am. And Ms. Meyer, yours as well. For staff, I'm Marlita Peters. I'll help facilitate your meeting today. We also have Mr. Tim Hammers, Mo Madani, Sabrina Evans, Justin Vogel, and Chip Sellers on the line. And guests on the line, we have Mr. Matt Amster representing property number 2, Chrome Hearts. Do we have anyone representing the venue at the historic Stanton Ford Building? Seeing no one. We would next like to review and approve the minutes of October 5th of 2023 if there are no recommended changes or corrections. And a motion, please, council members, and a second.
This is Beth Meyer. I make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
Thank you. Thank you. Ms. Meyer, Mr. Vixney. All those in favor of the minutes as posted with no changes, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next, we have the Commission's action of October 5th, 2023 waiver applications. Mr. Madani?
Yeah, the actions were consistent with the council, so it's all the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Our first item for review today is the venue at the historic Stanton Ford Building, waiver number 647. I presume that we still have no one on the line representing this property. Mr. Sellers?
Yes. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is a historical preservation alteration. The project progress is under construction. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a historic two-story Ford auto dealership built in 1928 with 18,716 square feet. This alteration will consist of a new addition to accommodate back of house activities such as docking and changing the use of the front of the two-story portion of the building to accommodate a lounge, lobby, bridal suite, and grooms. The project cost is $800,000 for the alteration, and in the past 3 years,
members, do you have any questions? We have no one representing the property. There are no questions and comments. Would you like to make a motion to either approve or deny the request?
This is Allison Klein. I will move to the request, the waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of historic nature.
Thank you. Mr. Vixney, I heard you speak. Would you like to second?
Yes.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to accept the waiver, or approve the waiver based on the historic nature of the facility, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Our next property is the Chrome Hearts LLC, waiver number 645. Mr. Sellers.
Yes. The issue is vertical accessibility of the second floor, alteration to an existing building facility. Project progress is under construction. Compliance estimate and amount of spent on accessible features is $274,351. Project construction costs and construction over the past 3 years is $248,199, with an economic threshold of 111%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to an existing two-story retail building with 5,496 square feet. The proposed alteration will consist of renovating the rear of the building and the ground floor restrooms. According to the applicant, installation of an elevator or lift would consume a substantial portion of the building's internal spatial capacity, rendering it technically infeasible to facilitate vertical access without compromising life safety pathways, functional layout, and practical viability. The project cost is $248,199 for the alteration. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates of $274,351.10 and $296,000 for an elevator. The applicant alleges that the hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general, and substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner. The waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of technical infeasibility and economic hardship.
Thank you. We also have Mr. Matt Amster on the line representing this property. Mr. Amster, would you like to make any additional comments? Mr. Amster? I don't think Mr. Amster is trying to speak. So, council members, it'd be back to you for any further questions or discussion, Mr. Sellers. And or a motion.
I, Paul Vixney, move that we grant the waiver based on technical infeasibility.
Thank you, Ms. Darlene. Any further discussion? Those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Is there any other business to bring before the council today? Any public comments? Hearing none, the staff would like to wish you all happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and I hope that we see you again in the new year soon. Have a great afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.